This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the corner of 4th and Lincoln here in Eugene. It is the Lincoln Gallery. I think it's probably the newest gallery in town. It is part of Oregon's Supported Living Program, which is referred to as OSLP. They service adults with developmental disabilities in Eugene, Springfield. Interesting place over there, all sorts of things going on.
Well, I love that. I walked in this afternoon to a big sunny room, blue carpet, lots of light coming through the windows. There was a long table with lots of people around it. As you pointed out, some disabled, some abled. And I said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We're playing." And they were doing a big mosaic and everybody was doing their own thing. And it was really fun.
Right. This is not a gallery as you may think. This is a gallery that has a couple rooms off to the side. And obviously, sometimes they use the gallery itself to do workshops. They do painting. I know there's some fabric. They did some textile work there. Very active. Anybody can join in. The show that's up now, I talked to Jamie Walsh. It's up for a three-month cycle. And one that really caught my attention was Sherilyn Dendy. It's a painting, acrylic on wood. It's called Freedom, and it's one of the more unique views of Abe Lincoln
with the
portrait.
With a quizzical look on his face.
A great look on his face.
The community room has a large window that lets in plenty of light to view a line of drawings all around the room by visiting artist Barbara Moran from Topeka, Kansas. Her drawings are of trains. She's been artistically mentored by the Kind Tree, which is a nonprofit that celebrates art by people with autism. And I loved her train of paintings with faces and arms and legs on her trains.
Well, they're all steam engines.
That's right.
And she lives in Topeka, and she loves Thomas the Tank Engine. And you could give one of these tank engines a hug, and it could hug you back.
They're totally terrific, charming. Yes.
Yeah, they are. Outside, again, in the main gallery, there's another one by Alana Unfried. It's called Cars in New York. It's acrylic on wood, and it's just basic. It's just two little cars and white lines and asphalt. It's really direct.
I was looking at some very interesting wood panels that are sequential self-portraits marking the stages or anniversaries of a 40-year employment at Wentworth Buick. And this is Perry Johnson. It turns out he's quite well-known in this area, African-American artist. I got to speak with him as well. I really enjoyed these paintings because instead of reading left to right, they read right to left, which kind of brings your attention to time in an interesting way.
But there's a freshness about these.
Mm-hmm.
They just are what they are. One by George Floyd is called Blue Moon. It's actually wood burning. There's a design put in there that was done with a hot tip. And then watercolor on top of that. And there's this, it looks like perhaps an Indian maiden sitting in the forest. And she has this really interesting, I don't know if he's a wolf or a coyote or what he is.
A spirit animal?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's almost like a ghosty image.
Right. Well, Sherilyn Dendy has quite a few pieces. I love the springtime. This lively, falling pink flowers. There's lots to see out there, Terry.
There is. Ongoing exhibit at Lincoln Gallery at the corner of 4th and Lincoln here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.